How are you today? Can I see some smiles? Go ahead and tell your neighbor right next to you, how are you today? Now go ahead and tell your neighbor, if you want to bless somebody, tell him, God bless you. Did you know that we should do that more often? Bless other people. My friends, today we're going to be talking about that question that is, what's your vision for life? And we're going to be taking our message specifically from the King James Version, but I'm going to use other versions of Proverbs 29:18. This is a quote, and I'm going to say that again, that gets quoted a lot. Gets spoken about so much, especially during these days. Well, I'm talking about this here quote. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Now, modern translations, how many of you read other versions of the Bible? How many of you like to do that? I love doing that. And a modern translation offered different kinds of slants and to these verses. This is what the NAB version says of the Proverbs 29:18. Without prophecy, the people become demoralized. Somebody say demoralized. Demoralized. But happy is he who keeps wisdom's instruction. This is the NAB version. Well, there's another version I like, more contemporary. It's the NIV version. And it says, where there is no revelation, somebody say revelation. People cast off restraint. But blessed is the one who keeps wisdom's instruction. And finally, I get to the one that I like the most, and I'm going to tell you, I'll let you in on a secret. Of all the modern versions that there are out there, and believe me, there are a lot, there is one that is the pastor's very favorite. Somebody want to care to guess? The Message. Yes. The Message has this version. It says, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble over themselves. Somebody say, They stumble over themselves, but when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. I love it. I just love it. Advent is what we're celebrating. And Advent is a season that seeks to impact our lives, to do something to us. Now, I know that our culture starts before the season of Advent, reminding us that Christmas is coming. I went to some stores, and they were already decorating even before the Halloween thing was going on. Yes, I saw these stores do this kind of stuff, and we are reminded that it's coming, and we prepare for the coming of Christmas, but are we preparing the right way? Now, here's how I see some people prepare. Some people prepare because they start buying things, whatever they need. Oh, wait a minute. Black Friday wasn't that Friday? You should have seen the videos of people smacking each other at stores. Going over, stumbling over everybody, being nasty about everybody. And here we are, we're bring it on Christmas, right? That's what we're doing. We're trying to receive Christmas, but people are getting ready, you know. People are getting ready with buying things or selling things. Oh, they're buying the Christmas lights. They're buying cards. They're buying decorations. They're buying clothes. They're buying things. And the list goes on and on and on. What are they preparing for? To buy things? Or are they preparing to receive Jesus? For the community of faith. How many belong to a community of faith? Somebody better say amen. Advent for us is more deliberately a season that reminds us of the prophecies, of prophecies starting from Genesis and continuing through Moses, through all the prophets, to this time, to the time where the Messiah, we're still waiting, like Don said. The prophet Isaiah gives us a vision in today's passage of what the new age will look like. Oh, it talks about the house of God will be a place to be as people will come to be taught all things about God. Wonderful. Is that just a vision for the end of times? Is it just something that would happen at the end of times? Or is it possible that today, that in our lifetime, that people will want to come to the house of God here in Patchogue, the United Methodist Church, to our holy gatherings, hallelujah, to other settings where the word today is being shared to hear about God, to be taught about God, to work, to serve in such a way that we portray the love of God. Is Advent preparation and hope as simple as the message version of the Bible interprets it to be? If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble over themselves. But when they attend to what He reveals, they are most blessed. Now, my friends, I know that from here on, starting tonight maybe, during this week, if you turn the TV on, you will see a lot of Christmas stories, right? Movies all over the place. Almost every night you will be seeing something different. Advent has started, Christmas season, and everything is nice and dandy. You will see Christmas stories going on all the time. One of those Christmas classics is a classic by Charles Dickens, which, by the way, we had an opportunity to have here at our church about 2 years ago, and it was amazing with a lot of the talents of our church here. That was just amazing. It's called A Christmas Carol. Now, at the very beginning of this story, it is clear that the only vision in the life of the main character, Ebenezer Scrooge, is to make money. Somebody say money. Money at any cost. Okay? That was his vision. Make money. It didn't matter who it hurt. It didn't matter if it was friends or family, even if it hurt himself. It didn't matter. But by the end of the story, something happened. This man called Ebenezer Scrooge was changed. And we have to ask, what changed for him? My friends, what changed for him was his vision of life. His vision of life. And when his vision changes, when anybody's vision changes, life changes. Somebody say amen. Now, there's another classic story. This classic story, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. How many of you remember this one? Now, there's a different kind of spin on this story. But by the end of the story, the Grinch's heart grows 3 sizes as he begins to get a new vision. a new vision of what Christmas in Whoville is all about. And you remember what the words that were said. It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more. These are stories, classic stories that many of us may know by heart. Stories, but are they just stories to be nice stories to tell our kids? Or maybe they're stories based on the truth of the vision of God, the one that we were sharing in Isaiah. Maybe it's part of that. Maybe they're drinking from that fountain. Is the vision of today's text limited to the future? Is it just limited to the end of times? Or is it a vision that becomes the church's call for today, for such a time as this? The calling to live this vision now, in this time, so that people understand what the season of Advent is really about. It's not about going crazy and going to the stores and being all in a bad mood and being all in a hurry because we have to get ready. We have to get ready. What are you getting ready for? What are you getting ready for? I know that all the decorations are cute. They're nice. Are you preparing your heart for the coming? Are you preparing it? Is it about something else? Because all I thought was it was about the birth of Jesus. It is about the willingness to risk sharing that love of Jesus and call others to come and be part of this journey of Christian life. Are we willing to take the risk to share what God is doing in our lives, in our church? Are we willing to do that, to share that? Are we ready to follow the love of God wherever it takes us? Are we willing? For in truth, it will take us out into the world. It's not that we are just going to be blessed here to bless each other, but we are blessed to go out to the world and bless everybody else out there that needs love. Beyond our own Jerusalem, to Judea, to Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. If we live the vision of Isaiah, people will come to find out what has changed. What has God done in our lives? What's the process we're going through? How God is transforming us to the very best. Hallelujah. With God's help, we can fulfill the vision God has called us to do. Are we ready, my friends? What are you preparing for? It's all going to get really cute around here now. I'm going to go home after this, and I'm going to decorate too. I love decorating. Well, I know that Yvette likes it more than I do, but my wife. I just watch sometimes. But I still love it. We're going to decorate, right? We're going to decorate, and that's nice. We decorate for somebody who we belong to. Now, there's a temptation to turn Christmas into something else. And some people actually have even taken Christ out of Christmas. You have seen it. Xmas, whatever that is. And I've seen it on cars of Christians too. I don't know about Xmas. I know about Christmas. I know about us getting ready for it. I know about us having to continue the tradition and the reality of what we're celebrating. It's more than just candles and lights and presents and cards. It's what we know to be true, that Jesus Christ came to this world and he will come again. What are you preparing? Just the exterior? Or you are also preparing in the inside, in the deepest of your heart? That's what I'd like to see. By the way, that's what God would like to see. Go on and do your decorations. I don't want to take you away from that. Do them. But as you're doing it, remember why you're celebrating, why you're so happy, why you decorate with such emotion, why you make it so perfect, why you make it so joyful. And if you're not having fun, don't do it at all. Because it's all about Christ. Hallelujah. Hey, I love you all. But I have to tell you this. It's my responsibility. Have a good one. God bless you all.